It's Marketplace Tech for November 2nd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today, we get a new earnings report from Facebook. The company that had a disastrous initial public offering has been doing pretty well in the profit department lately. There are more high expectations for today's numbers. Ben Schechter is an analyst with Macquarie. He says this election season might have been good for business for advertising on races big and small.
You can see through a lot of the campaigns that they are targeting ads pretty precisely on Facebook. And we think there's everything from presidential ads all the way down to local dog catcher.
Got to be a small budget for that dog catcher campaign. Also, Schechter says his firm thinks Facebook needs to make more money on its big Facebook Live video push. So they think it might release a new service focused on content with a longer shelf life.
They get enormous viewership the first 24 hours, but then after that, it sort of fades away. Whereas on YouTube, you don't get as much the first time you put it up, but over the long term, it has this long tail effect of people going there and searching and discovering on YouTube. You don't have that for Facebook and video, and we think they need that.
Facebook's latest numbers will come this afternoon after markets close. Some weeks back, cybersecurity researchers wanting to keep an eye on the election found an odd setup for what's called a DNS server, part of the chain of internet technology that can be used for email communication between parties. Well, the parties here were a computer run by one of Donald Trump's business organizations and one at a Russian bank called Alpha Bank. Some researchers have called this suspicious. Others think it's not. Franklin Foer wrote about this at Slate. Franklin, the pattern of communication measured here looked human in that it was sporadic?
That's exactly right. There's certain analytic tools that can be applied to try to determine whether DNS traffic looks like human traffic, and the timestamps in the pattern of conversation or the pattern of traffic resembled human conversation.
And not only that, but they also kind of spiked around moments in the U.S. political presidential campaign season that were interesting as well.
Right. So like during the political conventions, there were noticeable jumps in the DNS lookups between the servers.
We should say that like in so many things in cybersecurity, establishing truth and origin beyond the shadow of a doubt here is tricky, right?
Oh, so tricky. I was following several computer scientists who stumbled upon something that looked suspicious.
And there is relative consensus among them.
There is. I talked to some of the best researchers in the world who deal with this very narrow topic of how email gets sent and how servers communicate with one another.
Sure.
And they came to the same conclusion that there was nothing conclusive, but there was something highly suggestive.
What could all of this mean and what happens next?
We don't know what it means. The FBI has been looking into this, and the FBI, at least in leaks to the New York Times, seems to have concluded that they can't figure out exactly what this is. It could be something innocuous. But to me, the connection between Putin and the Trump campaign is one of the central issues in the election. It's something that the press should continue to pursue, and I hope that our intelligence services have been looking into as well.
Franklin Foer is a Slate contributing editor. He is writing a book about the dark side of Silicon Valley. Franklin, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Sleeping these days. The fall transition can be tricky. Blankets off, blankets on, flannel PJs, birthday suit. Well, science says our devices are hurting our sleep, from blue light killing our melatonin to social media winding us up before human power down. A company called Hello is trying to fix this with a group of sensor-based products. Hello released new versions of its tech this week, a little globe chock full of sensors, a device you can clip to your pillow, and all the data shared straight to your smartphone with software. James Proud is CEO and Matt Walker is chief scientist of Hello. Hello, guys. James, tell me about how your stuff is being updated this week.
It's a whole heap of new sensors. So we're going even deeper into, for example, air quality. So not just looking at the particulates in the air, but CO2, volatile organic compounds. Like what's actually in your bedroom at night?
Matt, have you discovered one fact from the data that you've been looking at that is true of everyone?
Yeah, there is a fact. And the fact is this, that no one is quite the same.
You've found that people really kind of want to know how they compare to the rest of the group.
That's right. So, for example, we know from behavioral economics principles from academia that reference to others, to your peer group, actually has an impact. Mm. So what we can do is leverage those principles, and we can tell you that your variability in the time that you wake up is perhaps, you know, in the top 5% of all sense users. And it helps people understand exactly how they're referenced to the rest of the group. And it makes a change. It has an impact.
James, a lot of sensor stuff ends up getting just built into the one device we always carry, our phone. You make other hardware. Are you worried about that?
For everything that we're building, we really see it as a fundamental shift to a new type of computing. When I think about what we're building, I'm really thinking about what is the post-smartphone world? What happens when technology truly disappears? Like, what happens when computing is ubiquitous all around us? It knows who you are. It doesn't require you to do anything. And so that's how we really see that.
Fair enough. James Proud, he is CEO, and Matt Walker is chief scientist of the company Hello. Gentlemen, thank you for talking to me.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Sleep well.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.